any resemblance to me in this story is purely coincidental, and names have been changed because, well, you never know. His name was James, and we met because we were both performing in a Shakespeare play together, and we both played minor characters in a bigger play, and we both treated our characters as if they were main characters in another plot. And James was very interesting to talk to, and we had a lot of time sat together on tables or benches watching other people perform, chatting and arguing. And over the course of the play, I rehearsed the rehearsals, and into the actual play, I decided that I quite liked him and was going to do something about it. So the cast of the play had agreed that after the final night we would stay and have a cast party, and two of the performers were exchange students from America and were going home straight after the play had finished, and so we would decided we would stay up with them, toast them, say our goodbyes and disperse, and one drink led to another, and you know how these things go. And talking to James that night, he said that he didn't believe in love at all, thought it was a chemical imbalance of the brain, and I decided I was going to try and convince him otherwise, and my argument would be purely and solely based on quotes from Shakespeare. So I reasoned not the need, I required him to reawaken his faith, I was arguing a scientific theory with piles and piles of art, and unfortunately, or fortunately, I wasn't able to convince him. And we went our separate ways, and that was okay. It was just one of those things. A hazy, hazy summer storm.